This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More on the deadly shootings at two mosques in New Zealand. The Australian-born suspect, one of four people, being held in connection with the deadly shootings that left 49 people dead and wounded dozens of others, claims his motivation was revenge. The alleged white supremacist said to be in his 20s, writing a manifesto in which he refers to himself as a fascist and says he wanted to kill as revenge for terrorism attacks in Europe.
There is no place in New Zealand for such acts of extreme and unprecedented violence.
That's the New Zealand Prime Minister. A dozen Senate Republicans joining Democrats yesterday in slapping down the President's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. That after the House passed a similar resolution last week. Sources telling CNN the President may publicly veto that measure later today. This is USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
President Trump walked away from that summit with leader Kim Jong-un without making a deal with North Korea, and now a senior North Korean official says the U.S. threw away quite an opportunity. But U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says that Hanoi summit was not a total failure.
I think we made real progress, even in Hanoi, even a place where we didn't reach the final resolution of what we've been asking for all along. We didn't get an agreement for the full and final denuclearization in a verified way.
Pompeo was speaking on Fox and Friends this morning. The Connecticut Supreme Court ruling that a gun maker can be sued over how it marketed the type of rifle used in the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre. Justice is issuing a 4-3 decision yesterday overturning a lower court ruling that the lawsuit was prohibited. A nasty late winter storm hammering Colorado with snow and hurricane force winds now moving on into the center of the country with heavy rains, flooding, and tornadoes. This is USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell, the creator of MyPillow, is a sleep genius. He creates things to make your night's sleep better. He created the new Giza Dreams bed sheets. He started by using the world's best cotton grown in the Mediterranean, and it's ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. Now, if you go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA when you click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you get 30% off and free shipping. 30% off and free shipping when you go to MyPillow.com.
Full House actress Lori Loughlin's daughters reportedly are leaving the University of Southern California before they face possible expulsion by the school. TMZ reports Olivia and Isabella are withdrawing from USC, afraid of being viciously bullied, as Loughlin and her fashion designer husband are now accused of paying $500,000 to have those daughters designated as recruits for the crew team at USC, even though the two girls never participated in that sport before. The Securities and Exchange Commission is charging Volkswagen and its former CEO with defrauding U.S. investors. In a news release, the SEC says VW raised billions of dollars through the corporate bond and fixed income markets while making deceptive claims about the environmental impact of its supposedly clean diesel fleet of vehicles. The SEC also accusing the company of making false, misleading statements to investors. And actress Rosario Dawson is confirming that she and New Jersey Democratic Senator Cory Booker are a couple. When TMZ was asking if there was any such truth to a relationship with Booker, Dawson answered, yes, very much so. Reports in January were the 39-year-old actress and Booker were, in fact, dating. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we've got a country to save, ladies and gentlemen. It demands all hands on deck. Welcome aboard. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, go to BillMartinezLive.com. Our show airs Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. All our past interviews are there for you. We are givers. They're there for you absolutely free. Download them. Share them with your neighbors. Get the word out there because we are committed to pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. Lots of talk in our country about socialism, and you're going to hear more about it in the coming months as we get closer and closer to the 2020 elections and as more more Democrats announce their run for the Oval Office. But, you know, we need to listen to the experts when it comes to the economy and the engine of capitalism. You didn't learn this, chances are, in school. If you've been in business, you've learned it from the school of hard knocks. But here to help us divide the emotions and let's deal with the reality of the difference between socialism and capitalism is our next guest. Dr. Michael Busler is back with us. He's a public policy analyst, economics expert, and a professor of finance at Stockton University in New Jersey. Michael, good to have you back with us as always. How are you doing, sir? Did we lose him? Michael, are you there? Okay, we're having some technical problems here, so we'll reconnect with Dr. Michael Busler after that big introduction that I gave him. But, again, this is the purpose of the show. It's not about 8-second sound bites. You may have heard me say that if you're forming your worldview based on 8-second sound bites, you're going to be in trouble because you're not getting the whole truth and nothing but. Okay, so we're reconnected with Michael Busler. Hey, Michael, I did this big hoopla intro and expected you to come stage right, and you weren't there.
I'm sorry. Here I am. No, thank you, Bill. It's always my pleasure to be here. I'm sorry for the problem.
Well, no problem. Hey, it's as technocratic as we become, we've also have become patient because technology doesn't always work perfectly. Yeah. But, hey, let's get on with the subject at hand, and that is capitalism versus socialism.
Yeah.
You know, AOC, she blasts capitalism. She says it's irredeemable. I mean, you know, that's a bumper sticker. Well, what is the depth of her perception to make that statement?
You know, I'm not sure. She graduated from a quality university. Her degree is in, I think, international relations and economics. And some of the things she says, you question what her understanding of economics is. Mm-hmm. You know, you mentioned in the beginning there are differences, of course, between capitalism and socialism. Now, basically, when you get down to the lowest level, what are the differences? In capitalism, we recognize the right of private property, as people to privately owned things, and very limited government intervention. In fact, we stress a free market system where we allow the marketplace to answer the basic questions like what will be produced, what price will it sell for, how will it be made, et cetera. So private property, free market. Socialism is private property, but government control of markets. And communism, of course, is public property with complete government control. So when you talk about socialism, you want the government to interfere and control markets. For instance, in the Green New Deal, they want the government to completely control the healthcare market. That represents about 16-17% of all economic activity, which is huge. They also want the government to have more control over the education system. And they say that we want college to be free, which means, of course, it's not free. Free means that it'll be free to the student, but the taxpayers, of course, have to pay for that through the government.
Once and, of course, the students will eventually pay for it as well, Michael. I mean, exactly. You know, because it eventually it spreads out to everybody. This is all a big lie. But go ahead and finish up. I'm sorry.
That's exactly right. Free education will be extremely expensive for everybody. So if you get your education for free for the rest of your life, you'll be paying higher taxes to cover everybody else's free education. You know, Bill, when you get down to the very basics, everything that they're proposing about socialism is exactly opposite to what really made America great. Mm-hmm. This country was founded in 1776. It took about 150 years for our country to become the largest economy in the world, the most prosperous, the highest quality of life. And we did that in about 150 years. Other countries were hundreds, in some cases thousands of years older. Well, how did that occur? In my opinion, there were four basic values. One, the value of individual freedom and free markets. Mm-hmm. Two, individual responsibility. People primarily took care of themselves. Thirdly, low rates of taxation. And indeed, we started this country because we're overtaxed by the English. So low rates of taxation and a limited role for government. What they're proposing with their Green New Deal and the socialist views, exactly opposite to that. You're going to lose individual freedom. The government's going to control things. They'll tell you what to do. Instead of individual responsibility, they emphasize social responsibility. Somebody else will take care of you. In order to pay for this, everybody's taxes are going to have to go up, not just the upper class, but the middle class. We're not going to have high rates of taxation. And fourthly, you have a big role for government. That's exactly opposite to what made us great. It will stagnate the economy and perhaps even put the country into bankruptcy.
And it wasn't that long ago, Michael, we got a taste of it with Barack Obama. And what they are saying now is AOC and Bernie Sanders and those that are getting pulled more to the left in the Democratic Party, that they are going to end up even left, more left of Barack Obama. And so do we need to relive the 8 years of an economic nightmare to appreciate that, look at the law of gravity still exists?
Yeah, you know, that's exactly right. Coming out of the recession in 2009, economic policy for the Obama administration should have been geared toward economic growth. So let's get out of the recession, get through a recovery, get into an expansion. Once we get there, then you can start to tackle some of these social problems. Instead, the Obama administration put curing perceived social injustices as the number one priority. It's injustice everybody doesn't have health care. It's injustice big banks take advantage of consumers. It's injustice CEOs make more than everybody else. So by concentrating on curing those perceived social injustices, you ended up putting burdens on economic growth. And as you were alluding to, President Trump is the only president in U.S. history to serve a term in office without having at least 1 year where economic growth was at least 3%. It averaged a little over 2%. He never got to 3%. Mm-hmm. President Trump came in, put economic growth as the top priority. We did hit 3% economic growth last year, and although the consensus view is different than mine. I believe growth will be even a little bit greater this year.
Right.
That will also tend to stifle a lot of this talk about socialism.
Exactly. And I would say that Barack Obama ran a parallel interest, not only social justice, but the other part that people don't want to talk about was the payback of the cronies. He picked winners and losers that served his cause, and he rewarded them quite handsomely. We've got more with Michael Bustler after this. Stay with us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Another Spanish love song. You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Everybody's working for the weekend. Everybody wants a New York man.
Bill Martinez live.
Hey, fresh.
Fashion Independent, just the way you like us, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the information. And this portion of the show being brought to you by the Crypto Prophet. It's the latest paradigm shift that will produce the next wealth wave. Find out more at BillMartinezLive.com. Click on the Crypto Prophet banner to see if this works for you and your family. Michael Bussler continues with us, public policy analyst, economics expert, and a professor of finance. Michael, as we were saying earlier about, about these parallel paths, And I was convinced, yes, that Barack Obama was interested in social justice. And even at the end of the day, I mean, you can check the fruit and say, did he move the needle or not? Are we better off in that arena or not as a result of his two terms of office? But the other part was picking winners and losers and repaying these people who got him into office. Peter Schweitzer did a lot of research and determined that somewhere, for these bundlers that had bundled all this money for his elections, that for every dollar they raised, they got something like $25,000 in return. Boy, I'll tell you, that's a tremendous ROI. I think even Ocasio-Cortez might be able to do the math on that even.
Yeah, you know, that's really the definition of crony capitalism. Where instead of allowing the marketplace, and the marketplace is where business and consumers interact, and as long as you let the free marketplace work, you'll always get the products, consumers will always get the products exactly the way they want them at exactly the price they're willing to pay. That's what the market does. You're always insured that it's the majority of the consumers that are making the decisions. When government tries to make decisions because they think it's in the social interest, if it's not what consumers really want, it doesn't work. Right. The solar industry itself got started that way. Government tried to push it and consumers really didn't want it. As a result, taxpayers had to give subsidies to encourage people to use solar energy. Same thing with electric powered cars. Mm-hmm. The government says we should have them. Consumers are not willing necessarily to buy them in large quantity, so the government gives $7,500 rebate every time you buy one. Those kind of things really encourage inefficiency in the market and end up costing consumers and taxpayers in the long run.
Well, look what happened, with the probably the longest recession. Of course, the media doesn't want to call it that under Barack Obama. And I sound like I'm bashing Barack Obama, but I'm just using his theoretical policies and what became what made them so dangerous is it's one thing that they're theoretical and you just want to talk about and say, hey, what if he actually went to implement them and spent a lot of the people's money, whether it was with Solyndra, as you and I had discussed earlier, and others, with these energy saving cars and, you know, killing coal and on and on. But at the end of the day, I mean, do the math. The longest running recession that took place because, Michael, as you know, in many ways, the market will heal itself if you get these impotents out of the way.
Yeah, that's exactly right. If they did get out of the way, the market would heal itself. As a matter of fact, when we came out of the recession at the end of 2009, President Obama's policy should have been, as I mentioned before, to create to stimulate economic growth rather than those social injustices. And in fact, he actually made social policy worse. The poverty rate increased significantly under President Obama's term. The number of people on food stamps increased significantly under President Obama. The number of people collecting welfare and the length of time they were collecting it increased under President Obama. President Trump comes in and says, look, there's people talking about socialism, and part of the reason is that the economy, maybe much of the reason, that the economy has been so stagnant for so long that people are saying, hey, there's no opportunity for me. I know my college graduates, the last 10 years, they're lucky to find one good job opportunity. Oftentimes, they had to take jobs for which they were overqualified, didn't need the college degree. Mm-hmm. Well, coming out of school with all the debt they have and not being able to get a good job, you know, makes them upset. Suddenly, socialism is starting to look good to them. In addition to that, because they took those jobs that they didn't need a college degree for, people without a college degree didn't have any opportunity at all. They dropped out of the workforce, probably 5 to 6 million discouraged workers who also were very upset that say, hey, I can't find any job at all. Socialism looks pretty good to me, too.
Yeah, but Michael, you know, socialism isn't transactional. I mean, this is going to be a road that is going to take some time if you make that move. And, you know, the pain that they're feeling now, they think is going to be relieved under this ideal of a bumper sticker idea of socialism and that, you know, somehow debt is going to be forgiven and that sort of thing. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, you have no idea the process and the road that you must travel and what kind of expense will come upon you and what you're exchanging in terms of freedom for government control. And I said earlier, I was talking about this with Bruce Kaufman, one of our favorite historians, Michael, and I said, you know, to me, the litmus test with the campaigns that are coming and they're coming at us at rapid speed for the 2020 election cycle is that you cited four, but I said the number one thing, and you have it in the number one position, but I said the most important thing is you need to ask yourself, are the policies they're presenting, are they going to offer more freedom or less freedom?
Yeah, that's exactly right. And every one of those will offer less freedom. Every time you want somebody else to pay for you instead of you paying for yourself, you lose freedom, because when somebody is paying for you, they're going to dictate what happens. Fortunately, President Trump is doing what he can to reverse this. And you bring up a great point. Once you start down the road of socialism, it becomes very difficult to turn around. Even today, some of the social programs that we put in, look, we put in Social Security in 1935. We put in Medicare in the 1960s. Eventually, we added Medicaid. Right now, in 2019, the government's going to spend a total of $4.4 trillion this year. 60% of it, $2.7 trillion of the total, over 60% of it is for Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid. They're talking about trying to get the deficit down and get government spending down. 60% of the spending people are afraid to even talk about.
Exactly.
If a politician mentions that, it's political suicide. So we put in these social programs. It's nearly impossible to turn them around and try to get the spending down in those areas.
Well, Ronald Reagan warned us, said hey, that's the closest thing to eternal life, this side of heaven, is a government program. And those are three major ones that we're dealing with. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, you know, going down the line of Hillary's deplorable statements, characterized capitalism as irredeemable. It's beyond my comprehension that she could say that.
Yeah, me too. There's nothing that needs to be redeemed. Capitalism recognizes and encourages that individual freedom and individual responsibility. And as I said before, the low taxes and limited role for government. The Constitution says we should be entitled to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The more socialism you put in, the less liberty you have, and the less able you'll be to pursue true happiness. That is what it is that will make you happy. With all the government control, you'll have limits to freedom and your pursuit of happiness.
Well, what AOC is doing is a disservice, and it's along the lines of the Saul Alinsky playbook. You create dissatisfaction. You begin to malign the establishment and establish order of things in order to disrupt it and bring in your supposedly redeemable and better idea like the New Green Deal, right?
That's exactly what she's trying to do, and you're right. She's following it. President Obama followed it, too. I think Obama laid the foundation for what we're seeing today.
We got to leave it there. Dr. Michael Buzler, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Michael. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Bill. Always my pleasure.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with?
Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 855-90-BIBLE. That's 855-90-BIBLE. 855-90-BIBLE.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More on the deadly shootings at two mosques in New Zealand. The Australian-born suspect, one of four people, being held in connection with the deadly shootings that left 49 people dead and wounded dozens of others, claims his motivation was revenge. The alleged white supremacist said to be in his 20s, writing a manifesto in which he refers to himself as a fascist and says he wanted to kill as revenge for terrorism attacks in Europe.
There is no place in New Zealand for such acts of extreme and unprecedented violence.
That's the New Zealand Prime Minister. A dozen Senate Republicans joining Democrats yesterday in slapping down the President's declaration of a national emergency at the southern border. That after the House passed a similar resolution last week. Sources telling CNN the President may publicly veto that measure later today. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want? Bill Martinez live. Turn it up.
Gaga here, ladies and gentlemen. We're pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. The whole truth right here on Bill Martinez Live. Victor Davis Hanson joins us now, author of the new book, The Case for Trump. VDH is a senior fellow in military history at the Hoover Institution at Stanford University and a professor emeritus of classics at California State University in Fresno. Victor Davis Hanson, always good to have you back. It's been a long time, and you know that you're really special when it's all about your initials. Now it's just VDH, huh?
I don't know. I always call my... People call me Victor, so.
Yes, I know, but now, you know, the pundit class says VDH with due respect, because we definitely respect your intellect and what you're bringing to the debate that is so essential right now, because it is beyond the 8-second sound bites. I've maintained, Victor, that, you know, when people are relying on 8-second sound bites to determine their worldview, well, we're in trouble.
Yeah, we are. And that's one of the reasons I wrote the book. I didn't want to be a rah-rah. Trump is a saint, but I didn't want to be that he's Satan either. But more importantly, that there's an analysis that can be made about how he got elected, why he got elected, how he's done as president, and what's the prognosis.
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad the way you broke this down, because in light of all the negative media, it's estimated MRC has reported repeatedly 90%. I mean, you really got to go out of your way to make 9 out of 10 reports about this president to be negative. I mean, it is on purpose. It's not by accident that it's coming out this way.
Yeah, I think everybody needs to take a deep breath and say, do we really want to try to abort a presidency before it really starts? And that's what happened. As soon as he was elected, they sued the voting machines in three states. They, meaning the progressives, the deep state, foundations, PACs, et cetera. And then you remember it was trying to convince the electors not to follow their constitutional duty in the Electoral College. And then it was the 60 articles of impeachment. And then it was the amendment, the 25th Amendment, that Trump was crazy. Then he supposedly proffered the Emoluments Clause. None of these worked. They talked about the Logan Act. Then they had the Mueller investigation. We had this weird McCabe, I don't know what you'd call it, the Rosenstein Palace coup, the op-ed editorial. Remember in the New York Times on September 5th of last year that Anonymous said that people within the administration were trying to basically subvert it. And then we've got the Cohen testimony. So there's a pattern here that they cannot wait for the constitutionally mandated 2020 election. They're trying to destroy him now. And this is all together, as you said, with 85% negative press coverage from the mainstream media. And then this assassination chic from Johnny Depp, Madonna, Kathy Griffith. I could go on. Robert De Niro.
Right.
This idea that you just say the most horrible things about the president and envision killing him. Mm-hmm. And I think when it's all over, people are going to be really feel ashamed. They should feel ashamed, but I think there is some of them going to feel ashamed what they tried to do. Mm-hmm. Because do they really want people to do this to the next Obama? I don't think they would tolerate. When one clown in a Missouri State Fair in 2013 wore an Obama mask, he was banned for life.
Exactly.
And that's the kind of standards they had then, and now they're being shown to be abject hypocrites.
Right. Well, here we are. We're spending $4 trillion for this government, and what are we getting out of it? And we have a businessman in the Oval Office, and something that I've been saying, even when I was a young kid with my dad, we would have these conversations, and I would say to my dad, Dad, we need a businessman as president of the United States who understand how this works, because even at our level, we're looking at the operations of government and going, whoa, this is insane. I mean, how are they able to get away with this? And now we get an outsider without any ties to K Street, comes in about as independent as you can get. And he, in the midst of all this negativity and the coup that we find out, the insurance against him and against his president, I mean, this is worse, Victor, than Bush v. Gore. I mean, this is Bush v. Gore on steroids in terms of the the antipathy towards a duly elected president of the United States.
It is, and it encompasses every aspect of our culture. I mean, it's the NFL and Colin Kaepernick. It's just Juicy Smollett. It's the Covington kids. It's ESPN. It's late night comedy. It's everything. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's varsity. It's even Varsity Blues. You know, because you think, you go, wait a minute. People, you've got to see this is the fruit of this culture right now, and we've got somebody in the office who, at the last State of the Union, I think said something was quite profound, and if the people could catch it, it could make a difference in their very lives, and that is, look, at for all the things that you could choose to do, choose greatness. Hey, how about if we choose greatness? Could that have any effect on making America great again, which would affect your very lives, your families, your individual interests?
Yeah, I don't. And you try to be empirical and say to someone, well, we didn't have 3% annualized growth since 2006. We've never had this record low minority unemployment. We've never had this near record peacetime unemployment of 3.8. We've never pumped so much natural gas and oil, 3 million barrels since he took office. We've never had such good constructionist traditionalist judges. I could go on and, you know, we got out of the phony Paris Climate Accord, the phony Iran deal. We moved the embassy to Jerusalem. We talked honesty to the Palestinians for the first time. So there's been a lot of good things that have happened, and yet nobody cares. It's almost like a religion, the fervor to get rid of Trump and what he represents. Maybe it's his appearance, his accent, or maybe the fact that he's put out of business a lot of bipartisan reference, like that presidents usually draw on the Council on Foreign Relations, the Brookings Institution. But one thing he has done, he's really, and with this college admission stuff that's coming out, we really are starting to ask ourselves, is the traditional elite with all these alphabet titles after their name, are these really people competent? Because if Trump is succeeding with the opposition of the Never Trump Republicans and the left and the administrative state and the media, maybe it means that they're both not so competent and not so influential as they think.
Yeah.
I think that frightens them. It terrifies them. That's one of the reasons they hate him.
Right. Well, and, you know, the chips will fall as they may. As you mentioned, Bill Maher makes this horrendous statement, being very honest and saying, hey, look, it's about us elites, you know, us special people, the flyover states, who cares about you? You know, you guys, you know, we have all these designer chefs and Wolfgang Puck, and you got Chef Boyardee and all this demeaning stuff. And he concludes it by saying, hey, they're just jealous because they weren't invited to the party and they want to be us. We don't want to be you. We don't want to be going to jail. We don't want to be misappropriating the funds that our hard work has given us to where we can rig the system and then end up in jail and not with some minor offense. I mean, some serious felonies here that we're looking at.
Yeah. Well, I mean, well, the parents of a welder in Tulare, California, or Amarillo, Texas, did not pay somebody to basically fabricate an admissions to these elite progressive universities. It was all done by people with money and who were hardcore progressive, who always told us they believed in quality of resolve and diversity. And then on the sly, they were trying to rig the system for their own mediocre children. And that's sort of what progressivism has become. It's the Green Deal for everybody else, but for us, private jets.
Exactly.
That's what the hypocrisy really bothers people.
Well, we're visiting with Victor Davis Hanson, author of the new book, The Case for Trump, the true story of how Donald Trump has become one of the most successful presidents in history and why America needs him now more than ever. More from VDH after this. Stay with us.
Endless scratching. The itch from my eczema is unbearable. Are you struggling to get relief from chronic itching due to your atopic dermatitis, also known as eczema? If so, you may qualify for a clinical study testing an investigational medication for the severe itch associated with atopic dermatitis. Qualified participants will receive study-related care and medication at no charge. Call 1-844-777-4824 or 1-844-777-ITCH or visit advandastudy.com for more information on how to participate. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/free alerts. Limitations apply.
This report is brought to you by Jazz Pharmaceuticals. With Sleep Awareness Week underway, sleep expert and TV personality Dr. Raj Dasgupta is bringing to light an often misdiagnosed sleep disorder called narcolepsy. Narcolepsy is commonly thought of as an adult condition. However, symptoms commonly start before the age of 18 in childhood or adolescence.
The essential symptom of narcolepsy is excessive daytime sleepiness, or EDS. This means you get overcome by an irresistible need to sleep during the day, and you can feel tired all the time. Everyone with narcolepsy has EDS.
However, EDS can be harder to identify in children, as it can look different from how it appears in adults. Adults may describe it as feeling fatigued or irritable. Children, however, may not be able to describe their symptoms. Some children may exhibit hyperactivity, problems paying attention, or behavioral changes. If you or your child may be experiencing symptoms of narcolepsy, it may be time to talk to a doctor. Visit morethantired.com to take the narcolepsy symptom screener and to find a sleep specialist near you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, letting go and trusting when I cannot see. I am counting every blessing, counting every blessing, surely every season you are good to me.
Bill Martinez, live.
Oh, it's good to be blessed, isn't it not? 14 minutes before the top of the hour, this is what Newt Gingrich has to say about Victor Davis Hanson's new book, The Case for Trump. He says, as a great historian, Victor Davis Hanson makes the case for President Trump with unique insights and historic understanding and clarity. A must read for everyone who supports the president or wants to understand this moment in history. And, Victor, I would say that this is a very special moment for America. It's as if the pause button, in a way, has been hit to give America an opportunity to decide what kind of character, what kind of America do we want to turn over to the next generation? And here, with Donald Trump, Trump has become that instrument that I agree with you in your perception here. Because beyond the emotion, and this is what Dr. Wilford Riley, who wrote the book, The Hate Crime Hoax, talked about. He says, the problem that we have with our culture right now is it's so driven by emotion that we've let go and abandoned intellect. Critical thinking is no longer the order of the day. But when you critically think about what's going on in our country and the, you know, what Donald Trump brings to some healing of this country, the empirical evidence is right there, is it not?
It is. And one of the themes that I try to emphasize in the book is he's sort of like a Sophoclean Greek tragedy or a Western like Shane or the Magnificent Seven or Dirty Harry or even American military people like Sherman or Patton or Curtis May. In other words, when a society gets in an impasse and it's bewildered about these existential threats to it, whether it's the economy or, you know, the culture or foreign crises, it calls in somebody that they're not comfortable with because they're not part of the system. They're not the clean talking, traditional sheriff or marshal. He's 3 days ride away. So he's not there. Mm-hmm. And then when the person they call in does pretty well, they kind of have the margin of error, the luxury to think, wow, economy's getting better, everything's going better. I don't like his tweets. And then they rebrand their morality and saying, well, you know, he's crude. Why did we ever bring him in? But they can only do that when he's brought results. So I think Trump, in a way, is sort of a tragic character because he's redefined morality. It's a very moral thing to get 3% GDP and record low minority unemployment. That means that millions of people, for the first time in our lives, have leverage over their employers. They have a choice of jobs. The people are competing for their services. That gives them a sense of self and their families. Commuters can drive on the freeway for $3 and less a gallon because of fracking and increased oil. All of these things have real ethical consequences. And yet here we are saying that, you know, that he said horse face, or that the excess in his tweets are what we should judge him by. But we never did that in World War II with Patton. We wouldn't have wanted to turn over the Third Army to another general like Mark Clark. We would have had thousands of people killed. So I'm not justifying crass behavior, but I'm saying that behavior, personal behavior, is not what is the totality of morality and leadership. Mm-hmm. Leadership has to be effective, and that's a moral and ethical act if it achieves results for millions of people.
For some reason, I kind of think that Trump will end up a bit like Churchill, that for a time and season, he played the right role. You say that that Trump has been instrumental in recreating morality. I can't remember the exact word that you used there. But I think, to me, what he's done is he's helped us reconnect with our morality. Morality is there, and what he's saying is that it's okay to believe what you believe in. And with each kind of knitting of these moral fibers, whether it has to do with social injustices, whether it has to do with the practical things, Victor, of people being productive. I mean, let's face it, under the Barack Obama administration, people were not happy. And I maintain that one of the reasons that they were so unhappy was because they weren't working. And Donald Trump comes in and takes the heavy boot of government off the throats of the American people, the American worker, and says, go work, be fruitful, go multiply, go have fun again. And look what's happening. GDP of 3, and if we had some cooperation, we'd be at 4 or 5 right now, I believe.
Well, it's a very different message if you want to start a business or hire somebody when somebody says, go out and make America great, versus you didn't build that and now is not the time to profit. Or when you go into West Virginia, it's a very different moral thing if you're Hillary Clinton to say, we're going to shut down coal and put you out of work, versus Donald Trump's, I love big, beautiful coal. Or do you refer to people in a way Mitt Romney never did? Our workers, our farmers, our lathe operators, and Trump did our vets. And so this was what was the big paradox of the election and the president. Somebody who shouldn't be empathetic given his wealth and background and sort of raconteur character, and yet he proved to be more empathetic to workers than any of the prior Republican nominees or Democratic supposed men of the people and women of the people. And that's why he disturbs people. They can't quite figure this out.
Well, he speaks to the heart of the forgotten man and woman, the flyover states that Hillary wanted to ignore, that the elites ignored, and he's right there with them. And he saw this, believe it or not, when you do a deeper dive into his interest with the pageant industry. He saw what happened. You know, even with The Apprentice, he was relating to the every man and woman, and this was something that no matter how many billions of dollars you want to put in to get elected, to be elected president, it still comes down to the message.
It does. And I think one of the key reasons that he was so successful is he was deemed authentic. And that was, again, another paradox. He didn't put on camouflage and go duck hunting like John Kerry used to when he was campaigning. He doesn't drop his G's like Obama in the inner city. Remember how Hillary Clinton drank Boilermakers and she bowled and she's you all when she was in Alabama. Whatever Trump is, when he went to the Indiana State Fair, he had his suit, his hair, his tan, and he had that Queens accent. It never changed.
Right.
So in a weird way, people said, I don't really know what this accent is. I don't know what this formal attire is here out in Wyoming or Colorado, but you know, whatever it is, it's authentic. And he is what he is. He says anything to anybody at any time, anywhere.
Exactly.
People in 2016 thought, wow, that is something different. I think it may be 2020 compared to this reparations and New Green Deal and infanticide is permissible abortion and, you know, wealth tax and Medicare for all. It'll be Donald Trump as the authentic alternative to socialism. That'll be as effective, I think.
Exactly.
The choice in 2016, because these people make Hillary look a little bit like a reactionary.
Well, the thing they know about Donald Trump is they've come to learn that they can count on him. I mean, being a business guy, Victor, I look at branding and the significance of branding and the power of it. And one of the things that is so critical to branding is consistency. For example, you know when you go driving up to the Golden Arches, you know what you're going to get. The Golden Arches is consistent from coast to coast. It doesn't matter anywhere in flyover states. So a hamburger is a hamburger at McDonald's, no matter what, right?
Yeah, it is. And people know that if somebody says something crazy or attacks Trump, he's going to retaliate. And he doesn't play by the Marcus of Queensbury rules. And by 2016, people said, why in the world did John McCain rule out the Reverend Wright as a campaign target? That was his virtue signaling, but it really let us down. Why did George Bush take all that abuse in 2007 and not fight back? Why did Mitt Romney not grab that mic from Candy Crawley in the second debate and said, wait a minute, you're no longer a moderator. You're a partisan helping my opponent. They got the feeling they wanted somebody to fight back. And they feel that whatever Trump is, he's a pit bull, and they want to cut the leash and tell people we're not going to take it anymore. And that's pretty much what he's did. And the progressive left can't figure it out. You know, they figure, why don't you all agree with me? Why don't you all accept that we can call you racist and xenophobes and sexist and nativist and protectionist? Why do you get mad at that? And so they still haven't figured Trump out.
No. And but 63 million people did. And they said he went and said, hey, what have you got to lose? Based on the line of politicians that you've had in the past, here I am as a businessman. I see the problems. He resonated with the people talking about whether it was the border wall, getting America back to work again. And what has he done? How many promises has he fulfilled, Victor? And, you know, his epitaph after everything is said and done, you know, I like you. I think that people are going to look back and say, we were blessed to have Donald Trump as president of the United States.
I do, too. And I think that I don't know how. I think he's also getting a grudging respect even from independents and others in the Nietzschean sense that anything that hasn't killed him has made him stronger. People all the time tell me he's 72. How does he get up every morning and read the paper or hear that his daughter, his wife, his son, his business, himself is libeled, slandered with all of these often fake news accounts? And he just keeps going. He doesn't try to apologize. He doesn't try to contextualize. He doesn't try to temporize. He just goes out, and people are starting to say, wow, he's a force of nature. I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
I know that I couldn't at 65. Or there's no way in the world I could get 5 hours sleep and get up. And just writing this book, I've gotten a level of abuse that really bothers me. But I don't. It's nothing compared to, it's unimaginable what he puts up with.
Well, Victor, I think for those of us who have defended or have tried to defend this president, you've given us a lot of encouragement with the case for Trump, and it helps crystallize our thinking and our emotions toward this president that I believe ultimately will be appreciated for all that he's brought to us. Victor Davis Hanson, his book, Case for Trump, it is linked on our website and featured at BillMartinezLive.com. Thank you, Victor.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Most people in today's economy are taking a roller coaster ride with their investments. With Vantage Point software, you can remove that dynamic from your investment strategy once and for all. Vantage Point has spent the last 3 decades perfecting an artificial intelligence process that you can put to use today to take advantage of market fluctuations and make money no matter which way the market moves. Vantage Point software analyzes massive quantities of data all around the world in seconds, so you get the information you need to make the right decisions to optimize your profits. For a limited time, Vantage Point is giving away a free market forecast that will show you which stocks are about to take off, and you'll be able to use this forecast immediately. Text NOW to 411-411. We'll send you a link to your free market forecast so you take back control of your financial future with Vantage Point software. Text NOW to 411-411. Text NOW to 411-411.
Hi, I'm